When Charlie heard Donna's whelp and saw her fall to the floor, he jumped up, leaping into the air, growling and snarling, knocking Jerry backwards out of the door. He kicked Charlie in the chest, knocking him back inside the apartment door. Suddenly exposed on the walkway, Jerry turned and saw the SWAT team rushing toward him. He knew it was over, so he lifted the gun and started shooting randomly inside the apartment. Coughing up blood from the kick, Charlie pulled himself off the floor and attacked him again. Jerry was still firing at random into the apartment when Charlie jumped up on his chest, knocking him back against the rail, chomping down hard on his neck, literally hanging in the air by his teeth. Everything had happened in a few seconds, but to Grant, it seemed like he was watching the sudden horror and chaos in slow motion. He looked at Annabelle in locked eyes. He could see her frightened panic and terror. He ran toward the door and stepped onto the walkway to see Charlie hanging in the air, snarling and biting Jerry's neck. Jerry leered at Grant, then raised the gun and pointed it at his chest. Grant stared back into Jerry's cold, dark eyes. Suddenly, his eyes were gone. 1 second they were there, and the next, there was just a red, cloudy mist. Grant blinked his eyes, trying to comprehend what he was seeing. It took him a second to understand. The sniper's bullet had disintegrated the top of Jerry's head. He leaped forward, grabbing Charlie, pulling him back into his arms only seconds before Jerry's headless body toppled backwards over the railing, crashing into a bloody heap on the patio deck 4 stories below.